paid it all. All to him I owe.
Hello, I'm Kathy Davidson, and I'd like you to join me and the ministers of music from Water of Life Church here in Plano, Texas, as we minister the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, which is the power of God. Are you ready for church? Starting out today with a lively old tune done here by Paul Peters. I bet you can sing this one, Standing on the Promises. And then right after that, on a much more serious note, the song Who Am I, ministered here by Terry Brown. And then my message, Why Tempt You, God? And to finish, the beautiful song Adoration, ministered here by Terry Mai and the Water of Life Boys.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let His praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I shall not fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Thank God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God.
Drug. rugged cross he'd go, for who am I? When I'm reminded of his words, I'll leave thee never. If you'll be true, I'll give to you life forever. Oh, I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son, to fight my battles until they're won, for who am I? Who am I that the King would bleed and die for? Who am I that he would pray, not my will, thine, Lord? The answer I may never know. For who am I? That to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Now, turn with me to Acts 15. I'm going to read this to us today. It says in John 1, the law came by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Do you see there are two different ways here? The law came by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. They're separate. They are not together. And I want to read a chapter that God revealed to me years ago that blew me away. Chapter 15 of Acts. I'm going to begin in verse 1. It says, and certain men which came down from Judea, this is after the Holy Ghost was given to the Gentiles. It says, and certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Wherein then Paul and Barnabas, Paul is the one that Jesus picked to go to the Gentiles. Paul is the one that Jesus revealed the gospel to him. And Paul wasn't there with the original 12, but Jesus had him. He said, and he is a chosen vessel unto me. So he's one of the big guys. But you know, I think it's 2/3 of the New Testament's written by him. Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Wherein therefore Paul and Barnabas, who was with Paul at the time, had no small dissension and disputation with them. They weren't happy with that. They determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other men should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way, notice, this is such a problem in the church that Paul and Barnabas stop the work they're doing and they're going to go to Jerusalem and they're going to meet with the apostles and get this thing solved. This is no little deal here, folks. This is no PTA meeting. They've got a real issue with this. Being brought on their way by the church, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles. And they caused great joy unto all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, and they were received of the church and of the apostles and elders. The apostles were the ones that were with Jesus for those 3.5 years. The apostles saw Jesus die, and they saw him raised again. And they declared all things that God had done with them. So now that they got all of that done, Paul's telling them, this is what happened when we went to the Gentiles. And there arose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees. Certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed. Pharisees were the strictest followers of the law. They were the orthodox. I mean, they followed that law to the letter. So now they're here at the meeting. And there arose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying, they're in the middle of this church, that it was needful to circumcise the Gentiles and command them to keep the law of Moses. command them to keep the law of Moses. You know what that was part of it? The Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments. You know what they said? Once you get saved, you got to get circumcised and you got to obey the Ten Commandments and the law. That's what the Pharisees were saying. It says in the very beginning there, Paul and Barnabas weren't happy. They weren't happy. So they're going to the apostles. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider the matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, now who's Peter? Peter is the right-hand man of Jesus. Oh, it's the Apostle John had his head on Jesus' breast and how much Jesus loved the Apostle John. But you know who Jesus rode tail with? He rode Peter's tail. Every time he turned around, he was correcting Peter. Why? Because he knew who Peter was. John didn't take the gospel to the Gentiles. Who did? Peter did. And you know, when they were in the garden, and it was Peter and James and John, and Jesus had to fight through to get to the cross. And he looked at them and he said, Peter, I mean, there's three guys there, but who's he talking to? Peter, can't you pray 1 hour? You know why? Peter was going to be the number one apostle. Peter, when they got baptized in the Holy Ghost, who's the one that stood up and talked? It was Peter. The church started with Peter. The church started with Peter speaking in Acts 2. So now we got Peter involved. So now you got the biggies. You've got Paul and you've got Peter and you've got the apostles. And they're all at this meeting. And who is the meeting about? Us. Us. Do you know who a Gentile is? It's anybody that's not a Jew. God doesn't see the black man. He doesn't see the white man. He doesn't see the yellow man. He doesn't see the brown man. All he sees is Jew and Gentile. That's all. And if you got the Jew in you, Jesus in you, then you're a Jew. But here, the Gentiles have heard the word. And now they're talking about, do the Gentiles have to obey the law? That's the big question. Do the Gentiles have to obey the Ten Commandments and the law? Do they have to get circumcised? Do they have to follow all the precepts? Do they have to do this? And now Peter gets up and talks and says unto them, verse 7, men and brethren, you know how a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel. The gospel. So what did Peter preach the Gentiles? The gospel. That's what you preach. That's what you're sent to do. You're not sent to preach anything else. Preach the gospel and believe. And believe. So they heard the word of the gospel and they believed it. And God, Peter speaking, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. Think about that for a second. Cornelius was a Roman soldier, a bad guy. And God sent Peter to Cornelius' house to preach to him and his friends and relatives the gospel. And while he's preaching the gospel to them, they break out in tongues. They break out in tongues. Peter didn't expect that, but God sure did. Now think about the people that were there that heard the word. One of them was Roman, at least. None of them obeyed the Ten Commandments. And yet they got the baptism in the Holy Ghost. None of them followed the law of Moses. And yet they're baptized in the Holy Ghost. You see what's going on here? They weren't Jews. None of them in that room were circumcised. None of them. They heard the word and God baptized them in the Holy Ghost. And this is what Peter is saying. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. And put no difference. No difference between us and them. No difference between us and the Jews. Between the Gentile and the Jews. Purifying their hearts. How? By faith. By faith. What did Peter preach them? He preached them the gospel. And when they heard that gospel, they were baptized in the Holy Ghost in front of all the Jews that were there. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. And Peter says, there's no difference between a Jew and a Gentile here. They're both baptized in the Holy Ghost. Do you get that? Now, I've taught this from the beginning. God is no respecter of persons. If you've got a friend that's a Jew and you think they're more godly than the one over here that's a Gentile, you missed it. There is no difference. Do you see that? There is no difference. The difference went away in the gospel. The gospel broke down that middle wall between them. Now, let's go back. It says, purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt you God? Do you see that? Why tempt you God? He's talking to the Pharisees. He's in a meeting of all the apostles, and he says, why tempt you God? This is God's number one man now that Jesus has left. Why tempt you God? Teaching the Ten Commandments, teaching them the law. Why tempt you God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? Peter's saying, you teach them the law, you are tempting God. Do you see that? You teach the Ten Commandments, you are tempting God. You're not making him happy. You say, how can that be? Let's read on. But we believe, Peter, a Jew, Paul, a Jew, James, a Jew, that heard and watched the gospel. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Do you see? Peter wasn't saved because he was a Jew. Peter is telling you right here, he was not saved. He is not God's righteous servant because he was a Jew. By the grace of the Lord Jesus, we shall be saved even as they. What is grace? Grace is something we didn't ask for. It is something we don't deserve. We don't deserve what Jesus did for us on the cross. We didn't even want what Jesus did on the cross. But he did it anyway. He did it anyway. The grace of the gospel is that even though you didn't deserve it, Jesus went to the cross in your place. The gospel is that even though you didn't deserve it, Jesus on the cross took all your sicknesses and your diseases on his own body. You didn't ask for it. You didn't deserve it, but he did it anyway. The grace of the gospel is that Jesus, while he was on the cross, the Father laid every sin you and I would ever commit on that body of a man. We didn't ask for it. We didn't deserve it, but Jesus did it anyway. Even though we didn't deserve it and we didn't ask for it, Jesus became poor. He became poor on that cross so that we might be rich. We didn't ask for it. We didn't deserve it, but he did it anyway. He did it anyway. Do you know that gospel you didn't deserve? I didn't deserve what Jesus did for me. But he did it anyway. Why? Because the Father and Jesus love us. Do you know that if your salvation is anything else, it is not the gospel? If you think you deserve anything that you get from God, you don't have the gospel in your heart. Do you realize that what Peter is saying here, that even Peter didn't obey the law anymore because he had faith in what Jesus did for him? Do you realize that not eating pork isn't going to save you one single bit if you're a Gentile? If you're a Jew, you better talk to God. But if you are a Gentile, not eating pork is not going to save you. What saved you? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. That's what saved you. Do you realize that you can't help enough old ladies across the street to get you saved? Jesus is the one that saved you. You can't do anything else to satisfy the Father. You cannot do anything else to satisfy God. Jesus already satisfied God for you. Sometimes that sounds so simple, and yet it is so difficult to walk. The only way you are saved is through the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Not working on the Sabbath day isn't going to get you anywhere with God. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You don't even know when the Sabbath is. It's amazing how many of us Gentiles think if we obey the law, we're going to please God. Peter said right here, why tempt you, God? Why tempt you, God, trying to follow the law? When Peter said we couldn't do it and our fathers couldn't do it, well, then how are we saved? Through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Savior Jesus. So what is our job? What do we have to do then? If we can't work for this, if we can't do things to make God happy, what's our job? Turn with me to John 6, and we'll finish there. Verse 29, John 6, Jesus speaking. And then they said unto Jesus, what shall we do? What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Well, if we're not supposed to follow the law, if we're not supposed to be under the Ten Commandments, then what do you want us to do? He says it right here. This is the work of God, that you believe on him that he sent. There's where your labor is put into, believing the gospel, believing what Jesus already did for you. There is where you strive. There is where you labor. And you strive in prayer. And you strive reading the word out loud. You strive getting that faith, that gospel in your heart. There's your work. That's what your work is. Nothing that you deserve, you just believe. That believing takes work. Like I've shared, you need the activator. For it to work, for the word of God to work, you need the activator. And that activator is faith. Now, you want this? You have to be born again. You have to be born again. You must get the Spirit of Jesus in you. And you know what? It is simple. Jesus already did all the work. All you have to do is get him in you. And how do you do that? Repeat after me. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord. Lead me. Guide me. Fix me. And I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Praise, 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 praise to the one who sent us his Son. Praise, 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 in one accord we praise you, O Lord. There is no other name above you.
Praise, praise.
and morning star. You're the beginning and the end, the everlasting Father. You're the God of all glory. You're my healer and the King of kings, my deliverer and my friend. You're the sweet rose of Sharon. You're all love, you're all power. You're merciful and you're mighty. You're the Redeemer of all mankind. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the ruler of this whole universe. You're the Most High Messiah.
Thank you for joining Kathy Davidson and the Ministers of Music from Water of Life Church. She would love to hear from you. You may reach her by email at kd@kdwol.com, or you may write her at Kathy Davidson, care of Water of Life Church, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas 75086. You may find her on the internet at www.kdwol.com. and on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, God bless.